Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome in Upstate. It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon edition. Mark Sturgis, Patrick Brown. We're live in the studio. We'll run you up till 7 p.m. No problems. Clemson baseball, Patrick. Absolute worst case scenario earlier today. Not only do you fall to the number 12 seed Boston College, you fall in 11 innings, 7-5. You lose your best guy out of the bullpen as you maxed him out at around 60 pitches. And you once you gain momentum with a three-run homer to tie it up, you let Boston College come back and win. To me, in a one-case scenario, one-day scenario, one-game scenario, this kind of typifies Clemson's baseball season so far.
And for Clemson fans, they're not happy with this at all. I've already just checked Twitter. It has not been a good sight to see about the post that they've lost to Boston College. And they have every right to be upset. They came back. They fought hard. And just to come up short the way you did, not good.
Hey, listen, sometimes you got to be honest about stuff. All right? Number one, Clemson, a disappointment this year. Number two, South Carolina, a bigger disappointment. Number three, fans should be disappointed. These two ball clubs are less than a decade from playing each other in Omaha in the College World Series. Mm-hmm. South Carolina got the best of it, goes on and wins two out of three national championships, plays in three consecutive finals. This state's got higher expectations. I mean, Monty Lee's been on the job long enough. Mark Kingston's now been on the job long enough. This is not acceptable in a baseball-hungry state. I get it. There's injuries. There's things. There's components that happen. But these two programs should not be 4 years into Monty Lee and, 3 years into Mark Kingston and likely not making an NCAA tournament, because here's the deal. Let's call it what it is. Clemson gets one more game on Thursday at 11 a.m. against what's probably going to be a national seed in Louisville. Now, you always have a chance to win a game in baseball. A pitcher gets hot, a hitter gets. But if Louisville is the number one seed in the ACC and a potential number one seed or a top eight national seed in the NCAA tournament coming up, and they handle their business, don't look at me and tell me Clemson's an NCAA tournament team at 15-17 overall in the ACC, going 0-2 in barbecue, basically knowing all you got to do is beat the 12 seed Boston College, you'll see your name in the NCAA tournament. I don't think that's the case if you lose to Louisville, and if you feel that they should be in, chances are they're probably going 0-2 in barbecue in an upcoming regional. This is a flat-out disappointment, but it's all over the state of South Carolina. I mean, Wofford finished second in the Southern Conference. They'll get started tomorrow night in the Southern Conference tournament at Fluor Field in a 7:30 start. And listen, we saw conference tournament baseball at its finest earlier today.
Yep.
4 hours, 4.5 hours, so I'd say 8:30 first pitch. Furman and Mercer get together tomorrow at Fluor Field at 12:30. So unless Wofford or Furman can win the Southern Conference tournament, we don't have a team from the state of South Carolina that's going to make an NCAA baseball tournament. And this is a state that you can make an argument that college baseball is actually bigger than college basketball.
No, I agree with that 100%. And you kind of look throughout the whole year, Clemson was one of the better teams throughout the whole entire season. They swept North Carolina, for goodness sakes.
Took 2 out of 3 from Louisville.
They took 2 out of 3 from a lot of really good ACC teams. But it just seemed like when we got to the halfway point, they didn't know what to do. They just kind of sputtered. They, And yeah, they have a few good, impressive series wins, most notably against Wake Forest, but you're only as good as your last game.
But they've lost 14 of their last 18 against conference opponents.
I agree.
And
yeah.
Oh, yeah, go mix in some of those midweek losses as well. You can't sit. You know, part of it to me is watch out for Virginia. You know, they turned it around here in the last 4 or 5 weeks, and I think you should be given a thumbs up for how you close out the season as well. So Clemson and Virginia are going to have very similar resumes when it comes to the committee. But Virginia's closed out the year a whole lot stronger. If I'm the NCAA tournament and I'm looking for a competitive regional, I'd go with Virginia just simply in the fact they've gotten better instead of digressing. And I like mine. I'm not calling for anybody's job, but I am telling you that they need to be told by their athletic directors, both Mark Kingston and Dan Radakovich, this has got to be fixed. Because, again, the further you get away from that, the further you get away from those teams competing in Omaha, that's a distant memory when it comes to these kids that are now looking – do I sign a pro contract versus a, 50% scholarship in college? You can always have it on the banner in the outfield, but once it's about a decade away, listen, the parents might remember, the coaches might remember, the athlete himself doesn't remember if Clemson or South Carolina were in a World Series in Omaha a decade ago.
And it used to be one of those things where Carolina or Clemson, one of those two, would always make a super regional interesting to go to Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like a foregone conclusion half the time that, oh, yeah, South Carolina and Clemson, they'll make it to the super regionals. But now we're looking at it and we're like, can they even make one regional?
That's the thing. I've been busy with a lot of things that we've got going on this week, Patrick, and we'll share that here in just a minute. But I can't think of the last time both Clemson and South Carolina, maybe you could Google it. When's the last time both schools missed an NCAA tournament? Maybe it's a lot more recent than I realize, but off the top of my head, I can't think of when that's been the case. So anyway, disappointing 7-5 loss in 11 innings for the Tigers. They get one more game this season that they know of, and that is a tall task in its own right. They take on Louisville at 11 a.m. on Thursday. That is weather permitting, and they don't get behind when it comes to the tournament. Now, South Carolina, they did what they had to do. They got a win at Mississippi State in one of the toughest environments in baseball this past weekend, Duty Noble Field in Starkville. So they find themselves in the number 12 slot. Today is basically play-in games, if you will, at the SEC tournament in Hoover. South Carolina will get started roughly 9 o'clock tonight. Remember, games can influence the start time, previous games. But they get their one-time shot with LSU. The winner will move on. And they'll take on Mississippi State tomorrow night in the last game. And it's double elimination if you win today. Now, South Carolina's got to win the SEC tournament. Clemson has no shot. They've eliminated with that loss to Boston College any chance of moving on. Again, just one more guaranteed game this year for Clemson baseball. And that is Thursday at 11 a.m. Also, like we said, pay attention, say hello, be nice to various people walking in downtown Greenville as they will be in town for the Southern Conference Baseball Tournament. It got started this morning, so make sure you're nice, say hey if anybody's lost, help them out, things of that nature. And then don't forget, two more big news and notes to pay attention to this weekend. Just because it's been a failure at some levels, at the Division I baseball level here in the Palmetto State, not the case for our friends up in Tigerville. Coach Landon Powell, think about it. How big of a hot commodity does that name become here in the next couple of years? I'm sorry, Patrick, but at some point you know what? Him being the bat boy for Ray Tanner, NC State, back to fourth grade, and catchers almost being a manager on the field, if you will, some point, sometime. Somebody's going to make Landon Powell an offer, but they're totally happy here. He's involved in it, but sooner or later, you'll want to scratch that itch. But, man, can they make their – probably – I don't want to say first D2 College World Series, but I feel fairly confident in making that comment. But they host Catawba College on Friday and then a possible doubleheader on Saturday up there in Tigerville in a super regional with a chance to advance to Cary, North Carolina to the D2 College World Series.
And to answer your question about Landon Powell, I think you would be a fool not to have that doubt, to not have that, you know, inkling of going, okay, it's just a matter of when. Like, we're enjoying this good time right now, and I believe Landon Powell is one of the smartest coaches I've, you know, had a pleasure of have a conversation with, because I feel like what he's going to do is, yeah, he might leave, but he's going to have that same pedigree to the next guy who comes down. Maybe an assistant coach just rises up throughout the ranks.
You're going to find this interesting. I've known Landon for a long time. You know, my first intern back in the day was David Marchmakes, his best friend, his battery mate at South Carolina. Maybe one of the most cruel and fun things I've done all at the same time. When David retired from Double A, he tore his shoulder up again at Double A. I think it was the Carolina Mudcats. And he just said, I don't want to go through shoulder surgery. Now I understand the comment, having been through it. But I got to know Landon through, you know, his baseball career and, of course, his friendship with David Marchbanks. Mm-hmm. And Landon and Dabo Swinney are very similar in their approaches to covering to coaching a team, which is work on the fundamentals, know what your job is, and go have some fun in doing it. And I think both of them approach it a little differently than your buttoned down. You know what? Winning is fun. Winning is that much more fun when you're enjoying what you're doing. And I think there are a lot of similarities between Landon and Dabo and how they approach things from the captain's chair.
Well, I mean, that just shows you the coach trusts his players.
Yep.
He basically goes, all right, I don't need to coach you guys much. All I need to do is make sure you guys know A, B, and C and how I like things that go on. Do it your own way then. I want to see your flair, your twist to it. And he's done that brilliantly, because you think about it, a lot of people have transferred to North Greenville.
You got it.
To play for Landon Powell.
Because he's been at the game's highest level. I mean, his...
He caught a perfect game.
From Dallas Braden with the Oakland A's. His catcher's mitt ended up... I think his mask and catcher's mitt actually ended up in Cooperstown for a little bit. So, listen, they are very similar. Finally, don't forget on Sunday, 1 p.m. up in Philadelphia... Our buddies from Limestone College playing Merrimack College in the D2 national title game in La Crosse. That's 1 p.m. on Sunday. And we just did something. I think, aren't they on their way to Virginia to go practice tomorrow? Isn't that what Coach Clark said?
I think it's tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, we'll let the cat out of the bag. ESPN Upstate and Hank's Beverages are going to have something waiting for, or something at the hotel for them that hopefully they can enjoy on their bus ride back with a national championship. So,
I mean, just bring another one home for the state. I'm trying to see if this if it will be on TV, like ESPN2 or ESPNU.
I think it will, but I know this much. This is their fifth appearance in the title game in 6 years. I mean, dude, you know, that's rarefied air right there. That's Brooks Koepka territory, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
All right, so here's the deal. We'll open up the phone lines when we come back, but we need to give you the 4 p.m. keyword. Rent, R-E-N-T, rent. You can text that to 72881, and you go in a pool for a chance to win $1,000 free and clear on ESPN Upstate, Intercom Greenville, and Intercom just by simply texting rent to 72881. In our free cash dash contest, we'll also bring you a 5 p.m. and a 6 p.m. keyword as well. But don't forget, you got us on 97.7 FM in Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, 1330 a.m. in Clemson and Anderson. And when we come back, it's over. Finito. Done. I'm going to give you the reasons it doesn't matter if you watch another NBA game. The championship was decided last night.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Phone lines are open, 844-GSP, ESPN. Patrick, we mentioned Limestone Lacrosse playing for a D2 title on Sunday in Philadelphia. North Greenville University playing for a spot in the College World Series at the D2 level with a super regional on Friday and Saturday. But South Carolina and Clemson Golf men's teams will be competing for a national title in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And at the top of the 5 p.m. hour, we'll catch up with 36 years now, the head coach of Clemson Golf, Larry Penley. 36 years in. This year with the completion, he now ties Bill Wilhelm, who spent 36 years as head coach of Clemson baseball, for longevity over there in Tigertown. But,
Good night.
Let me ask you. It's over. It's done. Last night, trailing 17 points at the beginning of the third quarter, Patrick. It's time to turn it on, time to win the game, and it ends up going to overtime, and I was surprised. It felt like once Golden State took that two-point lead with about 2 minutes left, it was ball game. Golden State wasn't going to give up that opportunity, but they couldn't close it out. They end up going to overtime where the Warriors come back and win 119-117, and it's El Sweepo of the Portland Trailblazers. NBA's over. You can go watch tonight, and we'll have the game here on ESPN Upstate. It's an 8:30 tip-off, Milwaukee at Toronto. Milwaukee's got a 2-1 lead. Last time they lost in the playoffs, they got together. They said it was unacceptable, and we know what happens. They reeled off, what, 7 straight wins, I think it was?
Yep.
Longest since Lou Alcindor was playing for the Bucks. For people that don't know that name, he ended up changing it to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when moving to the L.A. Lakers. Yes, the Bucks did win a championship, I think, in like 73 or 74. No, Jack Sikma did not lead them to it. But getting back to what I was the point, I'm going to give you some reasons it's over. Seriously, it's over. I don't care what Milwaukee does. I don't care what Toronto does. Moving forward, one of the worst-case scenarios for a lot of teams is taking too much time off. I don't think that that's a problem with Golden State now that they get 9 days to get healthy. While this looks like it's probably going to be at minimum 5-game, but more likely a 6-game series.
Probably, yeah.
So they're going to beat each other up while you get healthy. And, oh, yeah, Golden State's found their rhythm at this point. Listen, have you ever had a situation with a friend in which it blew up into a, you know, got a little bit out of hand and you argued what? But what usually comes out of that?
I mean, I usually buy them beer afterwards.
Right. You kiss, you make up until the next time it happens.
All right, well, I don't kiss him. I buy him a beer.
You fist bump.
We give him the fist bump.
You get the fist bump, baby.
Do the double tap, you know?
And you say, guess what? I'm sorry until the next time this happens. Because we're such good friends and passionate about our beliefs. We can do that. And that's what Draymond Green, in my opinion, is one of the reasons it's over with. I mean, he's been the guy that, even though it's Seth and everything Seth does, it's Draymond that's driving this Golden State franchise. And he admitted about the blowout with Kevin Durant back in November that it's not that big of a deal. I love the fact that he used, we had a great relationship, as in assuming that he's gone and moving forward. But this is what Draymond Green, he called him out. We don't need you. We can win without you. And I think that's a little bit of what Kevin Durant's surly about right now is you can now bring up this argument in incident from November and go, hey, Draymond was right all along.
I think we've all been kind of saying that in some regards, that this Warrior team, they didn't need DeMarcus Cousins. They didn't need Kevin Durant. All they did was just stack their roster so that way if – you know, someone got injured, someone could just fill it in, and you still have 3 or 4 all-stars on any given team.
Well, This is what Draymond had to say, because they look bored at times during the regular season, if you ask me, with Golden State.
All right? They always do.
But this is what Draymond said about that incident back in November. Quote, me and Kevin had a great relationship. Now, that's what I found interesting, had a great relationship.
Yep.
We had the moment we had in November, but I don't have any close friends that I haven't gotten into it with in a major way. I've gotten into it with my brother, my blood brother, in a major way. That's just what it is. But tough times build character, and that's what I've done. Well, to me, Draymond Green is back to being his old self all on the court, but he is matured, if you will. You know, we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
When it comes to flopping, he was playing with the son who takes over the flopping on everything and goes, wait a second. If that's how I look, and that's how we look in the NBA, and he's made an effort to change his game, and I think you've seen it pay off.
But not just that. I just feel like he's become a much smarter player.
Yes.
He's not taking the unnecessary drives that he needs to. And that was the one thing that kind of held him back, was that Draymond would put himself in a situation that would not be a favorable situation for the Warriors. Look back to when Cleveland won the finals. What happened? Draymond gets technical, and I think game 4 or game 5 turns the tide a little bit more towards Cleveland's favor. They come back from 3-1.
Look, he averaged nearly a triple-double in that 4-game sweep. He averaged 16.5 points per game, 11.8 rebounds per game, 8.8 assists per game. That's not something I would think. And then, so on top of it, I guess he thought he's a little out of shape. Maybe he was a little dinged up this year. I don't know. But he's lost 23 pounds heading into the playoffs and admitted his on-court attitude was getting in the way of the success of the Golden State Warriors. So I think that's
what you call a team player right there.
That's one of the reasons it's over. It's over. 9 days to get rested. They are playing their best basketball right now with 5 consecutive wins without Kevin Durant. Maybe it's Kevin Durant that can blow this thing by coming into it. But, oh, yeah, now with 9 days off, Kevin Durant and Boogie Cousins may be coming back for Golden State. All this, are we better off talk without Kevin Durant? It's silly. They're a good basketball team. The thing is they just, their flow looks 100% better when they are all, and you just said something that's one another key. They've rediscovered they got a deep bench as well without having Kevin Durant. So everybody knows their role, and they have a positive thought process headed into this. I'm sorry. Tell me how. Tell me why, unless you're a Bucks fan or a Raptors fan, how the NBA trophy is not being handed to Golden State. Let's see, 9 days till game number 1, so in about 3.5 weeks, because they'll make this, what, a 2.5 weeks series somehow?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that Golden State's not going to win the finals, because I've said that at the beginning of the year. Everyone who said that, oh, no, this is Houston's year. Oh no, man, the East are going to win. The Lakers are going to – I laughed at every single one of them in the face. Because Golden State is still the top dog. I will say this, though. It would be more favorable for the East to get the Bucks some finals experience, to get them to be a little bit more lucrative of a place to go play at. If that is the case, this free agency could be fun. Because instead of people saying, oh, this person's going to New York, this person's going to the Lakers, maybe the hotbed could be Milwaukee. It might not be because of the city, but because, look, we need to dethrone Golden State. We need to get a ring. The East hasn't had a ring in a while.
And it's about rings. Nothing more, nothing less. And I get it. But this is what I mean. Golden State actually, they take a positive bounce out of Kevin Durant missing this series and really going back to game number 6, because Kevin Looney coming on, he's been averaging 20, 22 minutes a game. He's been completely effective. But what happened when Steph Curry got in foul trouble at Houston in game number 6? Sean Livingston and Looney stepped up.
Yeah.
And then last night, it was Alonzo McKinney stepping up for Andre Iguodala. So the point being is, Steve Kerr, who doesn't have to do a lot of coaching, I think is smarter than a lot of people give him for as a bench coach. But he's got more than enough components to create matchup nightmares due to the – and we know about the power players, you know, but that bench is deep, and I don't think we realized it until Kevin Durant got injured.
Look, good players make bad players better. You know, I'm not calling anybody that's on the Warriors bench bad, because let's be real, if they played me one-on-one, they would kick my behind. But what I'm saying is, lesser talent in the public's eye can become better when they practice and scrimmage with these top-tier talents. Steph, you know Steph is telling every single person how to shoot better. You know Klay is trying to tell everyone, all right, this is the better corner for the shot, all this stuff. And you know Draymond's over there giving them the biggest pep talk in the world.
Clemson will have a badass offensive line in football this year. Why? Look what they've gone against in practice the last 3-4 years. You know what I mean? 3 guys drafted in the top 17, 4 guys drafted overall. All that does is make you better, and you're going to see that pay off this year. So when we come back, tell me if I'm wrong, but I got 3 last reasons. One, why the Bucks won't win at all. One, why the Raptors won't win at all. And again, one final one, it's over. Golden State's your NBA champion. Tell me if I'm wrong, because I'm not. 844-GSP-ESPN. Remember, head by ESPNUpstate.com. Get signed up for the locker room. USC fight tickets available in there if you get registered. That's ESPNUpstate.com. But again, it's over with in the NBA. Tell me I'm wrong.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wake Forest is out to a 2-0 lead on Florida State up in Durham. Clemson fell earlier today in 11 innings, 7-5. And Patrick Brown, you can follow him. He's in for Diesel this week at MacBrown22 on Twitter. You did some homework. It took a little while for you to ascertain when's the last time both Clemson and South Carolina missed a college NCAA college baseball tournament in the same season.
Look, I had to do a lot of research. I had to go back and double check so many times. There have been times where Clemson has missed the postseason, but Carolina did make it, and vice versa. The last time both of them missed it were back in 1974, back when South Carolina was an independent in college baseball.
Yep, they had just left the ACC a couple of years earlier.
1973 is whenever they were both missing from the tournament, which is a long, long time.
46 years, nearly a half a century. And, I mean, so it was bound to happen at some point.
And look, Clemson has basically made the tournament appearance 10 straight years.
Yeah. So, again, thank you for doing that work. But that'll let South Carolina and Clemson fans know how historically bad this year's been. Yeah. There's a chance that both of them miss, and you know what? We shall see. But I've been giving you my reasons. First of all, you heard there during the break, Saturday, Cole Bryson and I are going to be on ESPN Upstate from 10 to noon from the Fairgrounds Park up in Spartanburg. Adidas putting in some new basketball courts there. So us in the block and everybody, we're going to be up there for a big celebration on Saturday. Of course, I'll be off on Monday for Memorial Day.
I will not.
Well,
I will be here 1 to 3:30.
And that's why I'm giving up my Saturday. No, I just, again, look forward to being up there in Spartanburg on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. And on Friday afternoon, I will be at the Preserve at Verde for the Taj Boyd Foundation Golf Tournament. And he'll close out the show with me from the Preserve at Verde. So a busy, busy week going on, no doubt about it. And I guess it's good that Golden State swept Portland. There's one less thing to worry about right now. Also, in my opinion, there's nothing to worry about. I've been giving you reasons why it's over. Go ahead and go. Don't even play the finals. Draymond Green, he's leading the way. Steph Curry, he's back to his MVP self right now, it feels like. Oh, yeah, if you need him, after a 9-day rest, DeMarcus Cousins and possibly even Kevin Durant are back. And, oh, yeah, you realize how deep the Golden State Warriors actually are when it comes to their bench. But here are reasons that Milwaukee nor Toronto have a chance. And you little butt wipe, stole my reason for Milwaukee. They're inexperienced to the max. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They need some experience in that. And they, to me, they are the biggest threat to Golden State.
They got so much length.
Yep, but you know, facing a roster that Golden State has and a coach that knows the right buttons to push and how many championships, I mean, you really going to go with the depth, you know, of Milwaukee versus the depth of Golden State? Because the Bucks have had to lean on George Hill and Malcolm Brogdon just to get, you know, this far on top of Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's today's effort. But my point being, it takes time. They're going to need that public spotlight mm-hmm. as compared to Golden State. So, to me, even though they're more talented top to bottom than Milwaukee, than Toronto, Milwaukee's problem is the inexperience. All right. On the flip side, the Raptors just flat aren't good enough. All right. If they win this series somehow, some way, coming back from being down 2-0, it will simply be on the one leg or one and a half legs of Kawhi Leonard. There are some other nice pieces that have contributed, but I just think top to bottom, looking at the rosters, Toronto's not good enough to beat Golden State in a 7-game series, even with 120% health wise with it come to, and he's not. And guess what? With that depth of that Golden State roster, he's going to have to work hard to get shots off, and that will take its effect by the end of the series. So the two reasons that I don't think the Eastern teams can win is the experience or inexperience of the Milwaukee Bucks, but quite frankly, the Raptors top to bottom, they're not good enough.
No.
All right. And then the reason Golden State wins it, let's be honest, they're the Warriors. This is what they do. This is what they've been built to do. And it looks like it ain't, even if Kevin Durant takes this ball to New York or somewhere else, it looks like it's going to continue.
There was only one team that I thought could dethrone Golden State. And it didn't have to do with the team having more experience or anything like that. But I felt like they could do things to get under their skid, and that was the Philadelphia 76ers. I felt like Joel Embiid is so good at trash talking on the court and that they can back it up. Jimmy Butler, I'll even give J.J. Redick a shout out on that one because J.J. Redick has been amazing this year. This has been a contract year for him already this year. And the fact that they couldn't beat Toronto really solidified to me in my eyes that this is Golden State's to lose.
Yeah, I think it's over with, and we'll take your opinions as open phones. When we come back, you can get whatever you want to, whether if you're a frustrated Clemson baseball fan after a 7-5 loss in 11 innings to the number 12 seed Boston College, or how about South Carolina? They get underway tonight in Hoover. They take on the number 5 seed LSU. USC, the 12th seed, winner moves on to the double elimination part of the tournament as well. And then finally, you can go check out our upstairs State teams at Floor Field in the Southern Conference Tournament tomorrow. Furman earlier in the day, Wofford to close out the night, and again, college baseball in full effect. And look at Wake Forest. I mean, they lose that series to Clemson 1-2 this past weekend, but they rocked Clemson's clock on Saturday 14-5, and all they have done is take that confidence into Durham, and they're already up 3-0. So, you know, I maintain you want to win the series, but if you're only going to get one game, make sure it's on Sunday so you take a positive thought away.
Exactly. You're only as good as your last game, and Wake Forest's last game was impeccable.
So, again, they're up 3-0 in the bottom of the second inning in Durham. So, when we come back, open phones, tell me if you think this is going to be a championship series in the NBA. If you want to, you can do it. A couple other things, don't forget, Clemson head golf coach Larry Penley at the top of the 5 p.m. hour. And then at 5:20, Josh Kendall from the state newspaper, an interesting article he wrote about South Carolina football in 2019. And, of course, we'll break it down with Mac Brown 22 here in studio, me at Sturgis Sports, and at ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, real quickly, don't forget your 4 p.m. keyword is RENT, R-E-N-T. Text that to 72881 here over the next 7 minutes. You still got a chance to win $1,000. We'll also give you a 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. keyword as well. Don't forget, top of the 5 p.m. hour, Coach Larry Penley from Clemson Golf. Top of the 6 p.m. hour, sometime in the 6 p.m. hour, Taj Boyd about his golf tournament on Friday. But Clemson goes down 7-5. South Carolina plays number 5 seed LSU in a single elimination game, to final game tonight in Hoover. And Jimmy wants to talk Gamecock baseball. Jimmy, I hope you're doing well.
Good. How about y'all?
Man, it is gorgeous. I want to be on the golf course. You know what I mean? I know I'm not quite ready for it, but it's starting to yank my chain. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And I never thought I would say this, but we need some rain. After having all that
hush
rain for
your
about a year.
Freaking mouth, because once hey, it man. Rains like 7 days in a row, we are blaming everything on you. Now, I get it. We really need the final pollen knocked down.
Yeah, I need it for where I'll have to use my irrigation system all the time. All right, so the reason I'm calling is a couple of years ago when the Gamecocks had their coaching search, I don't understand why they didn't hire Landon Powell. And Landon Powell continues to show how great a baseball coach he is. He's got a great record at North Greenville College. I mean, I'm ready to get rid of that coach we got. He's only at the end of his second year.
Yeah, and I was wrong earlier. Patrick corrected me. It was second year, and I'd forgotten they advanced to the Super Regionals last year. I don't want to speak for anybody, but I was curious. Number one, I think he had kind of looked at his mentor, and that's exactly what Ray Tanner is his mentor. People don't realize their relationship goes back to Raleigh and when Tanner was at NC State. And Landon said, I could use a little bit more work here. Number two, he made Allison, you know, due to baseball wife, move all over the country. And I think he kind of promised her, we're going to stay in one place for a little while. Their son is best friends with Marchbank's son. They actually, like, live next door to each other. So I think he's enjoying this time right now that he promised his wife, hey, after moving from place to place to place, we're going to put some roots down. Now, that call's coming. Whether it's going to be South Carolina, it could be Clemson, whoever. But that call's coming probably sooner rather than later.
Well, they better hire him before somebody else.
That's it.
Scoop him up.
Yep.
Yeah, as I'm accustomed to South Carolina being perennial powers in college baseball. You know, it's tough. Our football team has a tough history, so we were used to the baseball team doing our winning for us, and it hurts for the baseball team to be hurting.
Yeah, and Jimmy, it's not just South Carolina, it's the state, because even look at Coastal. They're a few years removed from a national championship, and unless they are hosting their Sun Belt tournament, but if they don't win it, they're not getting in it. So maybe this is just a one-year aberration, but I tell you what, there's a lot of playing Dr. Phil to Palmetto State baseball fans right now.
Yeah, put a bug in Landon's ear. Tell him to get a Gamecocks job if it comes open soon.
Hey, I got him already in line for the Alabama job, and we just hired a new coach. So there might be a multi-pronged fight for this before all set. Hey, listen, I will tell you this much. Whoever, and it will likely be South Carolina. I think that would be the cherry on top of the whipped cream sundae for him in his coaching career. But whoever gets Landon Powell, whether he stays at North Greenville or he moves to somewhere else, that program, that university will benefit for a long time to come, and I'm dead serious about that.
All right,
Jimmy, thank you, man. I appreciate
it. Have a good one.
You guys, best of luck tonight. Like I said, 9 p.m. Ain't buying that for South Carolina at LSU and Hoover tonight. You know what I mean?
I'll find out the result in the morning.
So no doubt about it when it comes to that. But, you know, listen, I'm assuming there. I know the conversations. And you know how rough it is on a baseball wife?
Yep.
I mean, even at the major league level and you're out in Oakland, guess what Landon was gone for every single year? 81 games, which means a lot of travel days. And Allison, this isn't like being in Atlanta where, he's gone for a 12-day road trip. Maybe I'll cruise up I-85 to Grant. You just don't hop on an airplane and fly back from Oakland to come hang out with mom and dad unless it's been arranged for a little while. You know what I mean? So I think there's a lot. And number two, North Greenville took a huge chance on Landon Powell. He was just position coach at Furman University when North Greenville hired him away. So I think there's a lot of, hey, man, I told y'all I was going to fix this program. Now that he's done it, when he walks away, he doesn't get treated with anything but thank you for doing what you said you would do, and you did it in the right way.
Yep.
And you can't hate on him. Now, let me ask you this, Patrick. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, and this picked up some steam last night with some of my friends. If you're a Clemson fan and Tavian Feaster transfers to South Carolina, and you're a South Carolina fan, do you understand where Clemson fans could be upset about that move?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could.
I mean, I don't wish Tavian anything. Go play, but Clemson fans, believe it or not, even with 2 out of 3 national championships when he's there, he'll finish as a Gamecock.
Yep.
And what is it you just said? You're as good as your last game. So I hope when all is said and done, and I hear from Brad Crawford at 24/7, South Carolina may be a distinct possibility for Tavian Feaster. Listen, I know you want to play, but guess what? Your career is going to come to an end one day. There will be people that will always be appreciative, but guess what? Every single college football fan base here in the South has those guys.
No, exactly.
I mean, we're all cousins. Here's the deal. We can hate on each other when it comes to college football fans in the South, but let some Michigan or Ohio State fan come pick on us. Guess what? We will, the South shall rise again, so to speak. So it's like, by God, it's like being at Thanksgiving. By God, it's my cousin, but you know what? He's still my cousin, and I love him. That's what it comes down to. We can hate each other when we play each other, but we can all circle the wagons, and there's those guys in every fan base. So, all right, when we come back, you ready to talk some golf?
Let's do it.
36-year head coach of the Clemson Tigers, Larry Penley, a member of the Collegiate Golf Hall of Fame, has a 2003 national championship. Hey, man, pretty good golf coach right there, and they will be making it out to Fayetteville, Arkansas, tomorrow morning for the NCAA Finals.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.